Today we have a new episode for the IoT Show, and Clark is coming from the CDS team to talk about the third-party IoT solution accelerators, which are developed by partners to provide vertical solutions, turnkey solutions for IoT. We'll see an example of these. Thanks, Clark, for coming on the show. Hi, everyone. This is the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we have Clark on the show. Clark is here to talk to us about third-party solution accelerators. Hey, Clark, thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Olivier.
So can you please introduce yourself to the audience, tell us a bit who you are, what you do at Microsoft, what your team does at Microsoft as well?
Yeah, so I'm an IoT principal solution specialist, and I sit in the partner ecosystem at Microsoft, where I work closely with Microsoft partners who are leveraging Microsoft technology to build out their solutions.
So basically, you're like engaging on a day-to-day basis with these customers, like, and looking at their needs, and then telling them about the offer that we have, right?
Exactly, and it's both on the build with as well as on the sell with side as well.
Okay, and the topic you came to talk about is something that certainly is something you're very familiar with, because it's about third-party solution accelerators.
Yep.
Can you tell us a bit first about, just to remind our audience, what are the IoT, the Azure IoT solution accelerators about?
Yeah, so Tim Laverty has been on a few previous episodes, yep, actually, talking about the first-party solution accelerator, mm-hmm, called remote monitoring.
Correct, yeah.
And so you can essentially think of these solution accelerators as like a bundled starter kit.
Okay.
Right? So when you look at building out an IoT solution, it's, mm-hmm, really all of these different building blocks, from devices to the Azure side, each individual Azure service. And these solution accelerators are really a way to help our partners and customers kickstart their IoT journey by starting with one of these starter kits, mm-hmm, to help expedite that time to market or time to a full complete solution.
Okay. And so the remote monitoring solution that you were mentioning is kind of generic, right? It's kind of something that is vanilla version of,
yep,
what a remote monitoring solution can look like. It's functional. It does,
yep,
work with actual devices, does show real data and analytics and so forth.
Yep.
But there's this notion of third-party solution accelerators. So can you actually dive into what exactly they are? What does that mean for a partner to have a third-party solution accelerators published and so forth?
Yeah, so third-party solution accelerators are actually a very similar concept to the first-party solution, mm-hmm, accelerators. They tend to be a little bit more vertical and solution-specific, mm-hmm, and they're developed by our partners.
Okay.
Right? So we have several awesome partners who've developed these third-party solution, mm-hmm, accelerators that they put on their own GitHub page,
okay,
to really enable others to help start their IoT journey.
Where do I go if I want to learn more about these third-party solution accelerators? What are they? Is there a list somewhere or someplace that people can go to?
Yeah, so there will be a link below this video.
Yeah.
And we have a solution catalog for all of our third-party IoT solution, okay, accelerators. And from the solution catalog, you can see a little bit of vertical specific information in, mm-hmm, the IoT space. And if we go to the Browse All Solutions section, you can see all of these solutions that, mm-hmm, have been developed by our partners.
Okay.
So we've got one here for upstream oil and gas, which is around being able to do edge analytics at well sites, mm-hmm, for upstream oil and gas. We have another here for edge video analytics,
okay,
created by Mobilia,
mm-hmm,
a digital signage solution by Wipro.
Okay.
A pretty cool project that Insight created called Project Edison,
uh-huh,
which is really a safety notification platform that,
okay,
can be used in a variety of use cases.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fleet management solution.
Useful.
Device, okay, management portal, which is a helpful way of keeping track of connected devices, mm-hmm, and managing connected devices.
Okay.
An asset tracking solution, as well as an energy management solution, both created by Mobilia. And so again, these are like starter kits,
mm-hmm,
so anyone can download these and use these,
mm-hmm,
or you could even download these, add some additional IP or your own flavor on top, and resell these as your own software vendor.
Okay, they're kind of a Hello World starting point for a bigger project, basically.
Exactly, yep.
Well, show us some more details about one of these solutions so that we kind of have a better idea of what really it means to have a solution accelerator.
Yeah, for sure. So let me dive into the security and surveillance video analytics solution, mm-hmm, by Mobilia. So clicking on the solution tile, I can see a little bit more information,
yeah,
specific to this solution. including some links to learn more about who Mobilia is as a partner. And then specific to the solution, I get an overview here at the top.
Yep.
I can see some functionality that's included in this open source code base. So things like people counting, facial recognition, trip line crossing, if you're trying to measure the number of people entering or exiting a doorway, for example. Object recognition, if I'm trying to count the number of cars versus buses in a parking lot. And things like text recognition. You can also see some of the use cases that this can be applied towards to try and tackle. And then being an IoT solution, it's everything from edge to cloud. And so it's also includes some of the compatible hardware that's been tested and being used with this open source code.
So you basically have a catalog of get that hardware, here's the solution, deploy, works.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yep. And so along with that information, there's some screenshots from the solution, like what does it look like if I use it out of the box? Some information about the algorithms that are deployed or deployable. And then just a high-level architecture diagram of what exactly does this solution look like. As you can see here, there's some edge compute that's part of this solution, as well as a number of Azure services. And so this is where they're almost like bundled up into that starter kit to help people hit the ground running with their IoT solutions.
Like if they're familiar with a remote monitoring solution, that's the same principle. Click deploy on their Azure subscription, and then they can go about fine-tuning, customizing, and changing the configuration for these services.
Okay.
How does it look like? And actually, you have a GitHub repository as well.
So if you're interested, if you see a solution that you're interested in, and you want to access the open source code and actually deploy it, there's a link here to GitHub. So if you click that link, it'll take you to Mobilia's GitHub repository with this actual solution.
Makes sense.
And so here's where things get a little bit more technical because it's all of the open source code. It's all of the documentation for how do I deploy this into my own Azure tenant. I want to get started with it. And so it walks you through step one, two, three, four, right? So from start to finish, this you could get this up and running in just a couple of hours, actually, with the camera, being able to do edge analytics and then visualize that data. So we see some of the prerequisites here, and then there's also this deploy to Azure button. And so if I click this button, you'll be able to see this is actually just an ARM template, right? So again, you'll see here shortly within this template, it's just bundling together all of those different Azure services into a package. And so when I hit deploy, it would actually deploy this into my Azure subscription.
Nice. Love it. And I would assume that, you know, if you are having a problem or you want to have some help, these partners were producing these solutions, you can reach to them and say, hey, I need your help on actually customizing the solution or deploying it in my use case. It's kind of also a way of connecting customers and partners, you know, around the technology itself.
Exactly.
Cool. Hey, like you're about to deploy, I think it takes some time to deploy, like 7-10 minutes to deploy an actual solution. How does that one look like? I think you have pre-deployed it before coming onto the stage here.
So we have the pre-deployed version here running. And so this is what the solution actually looks like as soon as you deploy it into your Azure subscription. This is that open source user interface. Again, if you're a partner or a customer who wants a totally different user interface, you can go in and customize this. It could look totally different. But out of the box, this is what it looks like. And again, you can see here just the dashboard. On the device management side, this contains all of the operational workflow for onboarding cameras, specifying areas of interest within the cameras, and pushing algorithms to those areas. So some of the algorithms we talked about earlier were like people counting or trip line crossing or object detection and recognition. And so here we have an example of a face detection, right? So simply recognizing if a person is present. And at the edge, it's actually looking at is this male or female and the general age group that that person belongs to. And so all of that's being done locally at the camera. And a simple JSON packet is being sent up into Azure with string and integer values saying like the number of people, the age and gender.
So you can, basically, you totally anonymize everything. Privacy is respected.
Yep.
Data doesn't go anywhere in terms of name or real actual faces or pictures
exactly.
of people. You just extract the useful information that doesn't actually infringes any, you know, privacy aspects of people's life, but gives interesting information for adapting temperatures in rooms and things like that, right? Is that a
exactly.
fair scenario?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's several different use cases. And here I'm able to see like the occupancy coming out of that area of interest.
Yep.
So if I was like a small business owner, I might be interested to know like where are people spending the most time within my business, right?
Yeah.
For placing products in certain areas. Yep. Or if I owned a gas station, I might be interested in what percentage of people that fill up with gas actually go in and enter my shop to purchase things like a soda or a candy bar.
Yeah, yeah. There's safety as well. How many people are still in the building as there's a fire? You counted people coming out, but you know there's still someone there.
Yep.
So you know where to find them.
Yep. And the cool part about this is you don't have to be sending all of this video and imagery up into Azure necessarily, right? A lot of that calculation and processing can be done at or near the cameras, and then you leverage the cloud for the higher level analytics and building out these pretty powerful reports on top of the data.
Love it. Cool. Well, thanks, Clark, for coming and talking to us about these third-party solution accelerators.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, we're going to have the link in the description, and you'll be able to go check out the list of these solution accelerators and try them out for yourself, right?
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks, guys, for watching the IoT Show. Hope to see you soon, and don't forget to subscribe.